Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Mel Powell was still a teenager when he joined one of America's most popular big bands on the cusp of World War II, launching a brief but notable jazz career as a pianist, composer, and arranger, before going on to devote most of his life to classical music. In the next hour, we'll hear him as a sideman with Benny Goodman and in Glenn Miller's wartime military orchestra, playing in liberated France with Django Reinhardt, and as a leader on numerous dates he made throughout his most active decade on the jazz scene. It's Jazz Mission, Mel Powell in the 1940s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. two recordings from pianist Mel Powell to open the show. We heard his 1945 solo performance of his tune, For Miss Black, recorded in France while Powell was serving as part of Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Orchestra. Powell, before that, 2 years later, in December of 1947, performing his arrangement of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans at one of his last jazz recording dates in the 1940s. A musicians' union recording band in 1948, and Powell's eventual move into the classical academic world, marking the start of his general departure from the jazz scene. Mel Powell may be one of the greatest and most under-celebrated artists of 20th century American music. He was a piano prodigy who played and wrote for big bands led by two titans of the swing era, Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller. A jazz musician who packed a wealth of notable recordings into just a handful of years, and a composer of classical, or formal music as he preferred to call it, whose efforts in the latter category eventually led to a Pulitzer Prize in 1990. Powell's achievements in the field of composition also shouldn't overshadow his formidable prowess as a jazz pianist. Jazz writer Whitney Balliot described his style as drawing on Teddy Wilson, Art Tatum, Jess Stacy, and Billy Kyle, all descendants of Earl Hines. Powell was never a copyist. He celebrated his idols with little exuberances, then went his inimitable way. His touch was oblique and dancing. Powell's fast solo steamed. His single note lines, decorated with little tremolos, flashed. His chords jumped three steps at a time. His accented notes, sounding every three or four measures, pressed the momentum. His slow solos were delicate and exploratory. He had a superb sense of dynamics. His climactic chords were delivered in shouts, his runs in whispers, his single note figures as conversation. Whitney Balliot writing about the piano style of Mel Powell. Powell was born in 1923 and grew up in New York City's Bronx Borough. He took up piano and classical studies as a very young child, but at the age of 13 discovered jazz after his brother Lloyd took him to see Benny Goodman's big band at the Paramount. Powell made his way onto the Greenwich Village jazz scene as a teenager, hanging out and playing with legendary jazz musicians such as Willie the Lion Smith and Sidney Bechet. At age 15, he once had to follow jazz giant Art Tatum on piano at a jam session. Afterwards, Tatum came up to him, asked his age, and then said, "You're going to be one of the real ones." Powell was playing in the house band at Eddie Condon's club, Nick's, when the young jazz writer and musician George Simon introduced him to Benny Goodman, who was in search of a new pianist. At the age of 18, Mel Powell suddenly found himself in one of America's most popular big bands, not just playing piano, but also beginning to compose and arrange for Benny Goodman's orchestra as well. Let's hear two of his most celebrated works for the Goodman Big Band, beginning with a tribute to Earl Hines, The Earl on Nightlights. Thank you. Benny Goodman's big band in 1942 performing pianist Mel Powell's Mission to Moscow, and in 1941 before that doing The Earl, Powell's tribute to fellow pianist Earl Hines. It's a sign of Benny Goodman's respect for his young pianist that he agreed to be a sideman on Mel Powell's first leader date, made for the Commodore label in 1942. To get around contractual conflicts, Goodman was identified on the session as Shoeless John Jackson, an allusion to baseball star Shoeless Joe Jackson, whose career had ended 20 years prior after his involvement in the so-called Chicago Black Sox World Series scandal. It's highly doubtful that anybody was fooled by the pseudonym, particularly since Goodman turned in such an inspired performance on the piece we're about to hear. We'll also hear a solo piano performance by Powell that went unissued for more than 40 years. First, Mel Powell, Benny Goodman, and The World is Waiting for the Sunrise on Nightlights. Thank you. pianist Mel Powell with a solo performance of When a Woman Loves a Man, recorded for the Commodore label in 1943, but unissued for more than 40 years. Powell before that with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, featuring Benny Goodman on clarinet, recorded for Commodore in 1942 at Powell's first date as a leader. By 1942, America was suddenly and fully immersed in the Second World War, and Mel Powell, who'd recently turned 19, was eventually drafted into the armed forces. As a sign of how much respect he'd already earned in the jazz world, he was given a send-off party at New York City's Cafe Society nightclub by bandleaders Count Basie and Duke Ellington and pianist Teddy Wilson and Hazel Scott. 40 years later, Powell told Lauren Schoenberg that his military experiences were not among his happiest memories, but his enormous talent as a musician did manage to provide for an escape from the role of a rank-and-file soldier, with Glenn Miller, now a major in the armed forces, tapping him for the piano seat in Miller's emerging gargantuan jazz ensemble, which would come to be known as the Army Air Force Band, and which would travel to England and then on to the European continent in 1944 and 45. Utilizing 60 musicians in all, Miller could present several configurations for an audience's pleasure, including a big band, an orchestra with strings, an intimate combo with a singer, and a modern jazz group led by Powell known as the Uptown Hall Gang, or the Swing Sextet. We'll hear Powell in two very different settings here, with the full AAF orchestra performing his composition Pearls on Velvet, which he wrote for the band at Miller's request, and leading the Swing Sextet in a broadcast performance of I'll Remember April. Mel Powell with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Orchestra on Nightlights.
Piano solo composed, arranged, and played by Sergeant Mel Powell. Repeated at the request of those of you who liked the way Mel played it on one of our earlier programs, Pearls on Velvet. Thank you.
There'll be another program by the Swing Sextet next Friday evening at 7:15.
Pianist Mel Powell with the Swing Sextet, also known as the Uptown Hall Gang, the small group that Powell led within Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Orchestra, performing All Remember April in England in 1944. The Army Air Force Orchestra before that doing Powell's composition Pearls on Velvet. I'll have more of the music of Mel Powell in just a few moments, including a 1945 meeting in France with guitarist Django Reinhardt. You can listen to this and many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz Mission, Mel Powell in the 1940s, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I'm featuring the 1940s music of pianist Mel Powell in this edition of Nightlights. Powell remained with the Army Air Force Orchestra throughout the first half of 1945, and he and several other band members found extra work recording at a Paris club while it was vacant during daylight hours. Powell had already taken advantage of Paris during his first trip to the city after its liberation by examining the original music manuscripts of composers such as Claude Debussy at France's National Library. In January of 1945, he and some of his American colleagues crossed paths with the celebrated guitarist Django Reinhardt. We'll hear one of the recordings that resulted, as well as a lovely solo performance that Powell recorded in Paris several months later. First, Mel Powell, Django Reinhardt, and Beatin' the Hallelujah Drum on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Mel Powell with a solo piano performance of Don't Blame Me, recorded in Paris in May 1945. And Powell before that in Paris in January of 1945 with a group that included the legendary guitarist Django Reinhardt, as well as saxophonist Peanuts Hucko, trumpeter Bernie Previn, bassist Joe Shulman, and drummer Ray McKinley performing Beatin' the Hallelujah Drum. Powell returned from his military service to America in 1945, recently crowned as best pianist in a Downbeat magazine poll. But even though his Uptown Hall group had done one of the earliest versions of what would become a bebop anthem, Night in Tunisia, he was generally unacquainted with the revolutionary new music that artists such as Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie had developed during the waning years of the war. Jazz writer and promoter Leonard Feather took him to a 52nd Street club to hip him to the new sounds, and Powell came away impressed. He also ended up playing frequently with his old boss, Benny Goodman, most often in a small group setting, and we'll hear two recordings in that context now. One from 1947 that reflects Powell's absorption of mid-1940s modernistic jazz, preceded by this 1945 broadcast on Nightlights.
And now we go from Goodman to Gershwin, and the trio, consisting of Mel Powell and Bob Shebley on drums, Benny on clarinet, will play the old Gershwin favorite, Liza.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman in 1947 performing Mel Powell's composition Shirley Steps Out with Powell on piano, Red Norvo on vibes, Al Hendrickson on guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Tom Romarsa on drums. Goodman and Powell before that with drummer Bob Shebley doing Liza on a December 1945 radio broadcast. Powell landed in Hollywood for a while in the mid-1940s, working as a staff composer for the MGM studio. He also married the actress Martha Scott, who had been nominated for an Oscar in 1940 for her performance as Emily in the film adaptation of Our Town. In the meantime, he made one of his final recordings for the Commodore label, which gives us a chance to hear Powell leading his own assembled big band in one of his most standout recordings as a jazz artist. Jazz writer Dan Morgenstern calls Powell's treatment of Lover Man quite unlike anything heard before in jazz, though it bears a certain kinship with some of Paul Jordan's earlier and Gil Evans's later writing, and with the modern classical sources Mel already was familiar with. Jazz musician and historian Alan Lowe describes Lover Man as a little bit too outside for jazz ears at the time, too user-unfriendly in its daring violation of basic tonalities. Morgenstern and Lowe's observations align with Powell's own later reflections that he was becoming more interested in formal composition around this time and less enthusiastic about continuing his musical efforts in a jazz setting. Mel Powell and Lover Man on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Mel Powell performing his large ensemble arrangement of Lover Man, recorded for the Commodore label in 1946. Powell remained active in the jazz world till the end of the 1940s, but he was becoming more interested in pursuing classical composition, and eventually he began to study at Yale with the renowned composer Paul Hindemith. In the mid-1950s, he had a renewed burst of jazz activity, working with Benny Goodman again, and recording several albums for the Vanguard label that showed him continuing to grow as a jazz artist. That stretch proved to be an outlier, as Powell ultimately succeeded Hindemith as head of compositional faculty at Yale and went on to help found the music program at the California Institute for the Arts. Decades later, he told writer Whitney Balliot that his jazz work ceased because, "I had done what I felt I had to do in jazz. I had decided it did not hold the deepest interest for me musically." But Powell's love for the music endured, shining through in the interviews that he gave to Balliot and Lauren Schoenberg in the 1980s. And in 1987, he was coaxed into recording a new jazz album with some of his contemporaries, subsequently titled The Return of Mel Powell. In 1990, he won a Pulitzer Prize in Music for his work Duplicates, a concerto for two pianos and orchestra. Powell died in 1998 at the age of 75, leaving behind a legacy as one of the few American musicians of the 20th century to enjoy high-profile success as both a jazz artist and a classical composer. I'll close with two recordings that he made for the Capitol label in the late 1940s as the opening jazz chapter of his career was about to come to a close. Mel Powell and That Old Black Magic on Nightlights. Thank you. I close with Mel Powell performing You Go to My Head and That Old Black Magic before that, both recorded for the Capitol label in December of 1947. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.